The changing of the seasons brings with it an increased chance of severe weather. Local storm spotters can assist in keeping the public informed. This morning, KMZU's Rocco Scarcello speaks with Walter Shalai, Public Information Officer for the Sullivan County Emergency Management Agency, about an event where you can train to become a storm spotter.
Mr. Shalai, would you tell us just a little bit about what it's like being a storm spotter?
To me, it's fascinating because the weather is always fascinating, and you never know what type of weather is going to hit your area. So to be trained, you can look for formation of clouds, the color, and all the other things, and you can be able to warn your family and friends and, of course, your community, too, of what might be happening.
What are the sort of weather that you might find as a storm spotter that would be worth reporting?
Oh, you always have tornadoes, thunderstorms, looking out for ice storms, flooding, all sorts of related things that can take lives or property. So you want to make sure that you know what you're doing and be able to report it to help and save as much lives and property as you can.
Is there a current need for more storm spotters?
Yes, there is, and there's always training, so it's always nice to get that, and we're always looking for any individual, no matter what their age is, and education, and, you know, first responders, too, media, you know, to be informed, and there's a lot of benefits in it, too, because you have your community service hours your high school kids could get, you have your training hours your first responders can get, so we're always on the lookout.
You were talking about training. Let's go ahead and talk about one close to home. The Sullivan County Emergency Management Agency and the National Weather Service are hosting a free storm spotter training on Tuesday, March 27th. Would you tell us a little bit about what we can expect at that event?
What it'd be is, of course, we have the National Weather Service, trained meteorologists that'll be there, but very interesting stuff and the latest technology that they have. And we have room right now for some more people, and we really would love to get as many people there as we can. And it doesn't matter which county you live in. As long as you want to be a trained storm spotter, we welcome you.
So how would somebody in the area who is interested in going to the storm spotter training, how might they get put on that list?
They can give me a call, Walt Shalai, and my number is 816-377-9438. And if I don't answer, leave a message of who you are and that you want to attend the storm spotting class.
If you are a trained storm spotter, what sort of things could you expect to do?
You know, weather is coming. Everybody looks at the window first. So you can help go outside and even stay inside. It depends on your safety. Identify and describe and report severe local storms to the 911. So the rest of your county or area can be aware of what's going on, because it's always nice that you hear it on TV, but it's good coming from the actual person that's on the ground there and seeing it live.
You mentioned that at the Sullivan County's and the National Weather Service's joint storm spotter training session that somebody from the National Weather Service would be there as well, a very trained storm spotter as well, correct?
That is correct, and they'll have the latest technology available for us. Of course, we'd like to have as many people trained as we can, but hey, if you're just interested in weather, what an opportunity. You're there with a guy that knows how to do it.
That event, again, is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 27th in the Milan Community Center. That's 205 North Market Street in Milan, Missouri. Class will last approximately an hour and a half, correct?
Oh, that's correct. And yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody. Give me a call and we'll get a seat for you.
Thank you for that report, Rocco. For more information about the Storm Spotter training session, go to KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings at around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.